Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, DJ Sergeant Rock, tell them what time it is.
You already know what time it is, sweetie. What's up, world? It's your boy, the ridiculous DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under dig. And check this out, you know what I'm saying? Tweety Bird Central is not trying to hear it. Because guess what? We got the Real Talk Roundtable in full effect every Tuesday night. You know what I'm saying? From 8 to 10 p.m. So y'all check us out. You know what I'm saying? Don't be no slouch. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. You know what I'm talking about? I'm out this thing. You know what I'm talking about? For real. Trill. Ha, 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 ha.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Turn the sound up a little bit.
Turn up a little bit.
I don't think you need to rest
in my headphones, Jeremy.
I don't think you need to rest in my headphones.
Put on the love of music, motherfucker.
Turn that shit up just a little bit, Jack.
This is my motherfucker.
Bump it up a little bit.
Bring it to the body music, motherfucker.
What?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
AMA.
AMA.
Holla back.
Know what I'm saying?
Get it, nigga.
Get your motherfucking ass down.
Yeah.
Get your ugly ass down. You rockin' to the sound or it's the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. Come get it, doors open, your ass is welcome to it. I will rearrange you worse than the Rubik's Cube. Foolish dude, lyrically speaking, you couldn't touch this with a hammer. This is Vibe of the Workshop Ground. And I'm the brother from the bricks that the city knocked down. I been chopping the slab before my feet hit the ground. When the tools hit the scene, watch the suckers get nervous, disgusted. Now they in the back stashing they purses like we want something from them. But we just looking then laugh. You get no half or no autograph, sucker ass. My hot spit'll make Oprah wanna bone me and take the rest of said man's half and blow it on me. Ha, I'm never nice with mine. I'm ignorant on the track, buzzing trunks like headboards when I kill some cat. So why you stereotype? I'm painting pictures like William, so you can call me Mr. Stereo Hype. I'm forcing circuits to burn out from dehydration. My energy on turntables is blacker than Darth Vader, and I got some more shit to keep your ass from
what
being bored. It's a ridiculous underground overlord. Get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. Everybody, lay the fuck down. Y'all bullshit out there. We ain't playing Mississippi, nigga. Get your motherfucking ass down. Lay the fuck down, nigga. We ain't playing with this. Sergeant Rock, Johnny Q, we ain't playing with this.
Get down. Get down. Get
your
down.
Ass down.
Get down. We the funky sound, you dig? Cause y'all know who it is and y'all know who it be. Move props are coming from B-Town. Your monkey ass need to get down. Get your ugly ass down. Cause this is how it pounds for the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. Get your ugly ass down. I'm still laughing at these niggas who don't know the truth cause they hoopin' bout figures. Who don't know the youth cause they hoopin' bout triggers. Who don't know the youth and grew them up to be killers. And now mathematics done taught them how to be dealers. And when the police get them, teach them how to be squillers. For a super hot charge, for a small misdemeanor. So once your face is on front page, you know we gon' see you. I wouldn't wanna be you, you in a microscope. And now your ass is the joke, yapping bout some dope. Rappers are still biting, producers biting. Too. You better watch it, dog. They ass might be biting you. Don't let your hard work flush down the drain. Cause that was my mentality before Katrina came. This shit is universal. This shit don't stop. That planet rock. It's the show shot. Nigga, get down.
Get your motherfucking
motherfucker
ass down, nigga. We ain't playing. Lay the fuck down. That nigga saw us, nigga. George Q. Lay the fuck down. Right now. Nigga, we ain't playing. Get money. If it ain't 10 G's or better, me and my niggas all day fucking with. Huh? If it ain't Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. My niggas saw it. We run this shit, man. Y'all better be with this shit right here. Below the level music, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Work.
We are in the building, you guys, for another episode of Real Talk Roundtable. How y'all feel?
Hey. Feeling good.
That's what's up. I'm tired.
Me too.
Y'all always tired. Y'all old.
I swear. I make it look good regardless, but I'm tired as a motherfucker.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm
trying to tell
you. Freedom ring, baby. Let it ring.
I feel you on it.
Yes, Lord.
I feel you on that, sis. Lord knows. I feel like I done bit off more than I could chew right now, but.
Girl, what you say? I must have thought it was
do
Superwoman or Wonder Woman or somebody.
Y'all ever do something and y'all be sitting there either drinking or smoking and you be like, damn, what the fuck did I sign myself up for this shit?
What was on my mind? What was happening? What was going on? I'm excited about being here. We have a guest tonight that's going to be coming through to hang out with us before the show is over. Jalen Toll will be kicking it with us. He's going to come through here and play one of his tracks. And he's an artist from Toledo. Is it Toledo? I think it's Toledo, Ohio. I could be mistaken, but I know it's Ohio. Okay. So we're excited about that. But I wanted to ask y'all something, and I need to put it back up on my phone. But I wanted to ask y'all a question, if I can remember what phone. Y'all got two phones. I don't be knowing what none of my stuff is. I got two phones, an iPad, and a laptop. And all of that is not enough. Like, I be going from device to device to find this and that. And find that. It is terrible. But I wanted to ask y'all, what did y'all think about Washington? They're hosting, well, I don't want to say hosting because it makes it sound cheap, but they're offering kind of like a incentive of sorts for people to get the vaccine. So they done throw the lottery in it. And they're pretending that this is going to be, it's so great, you know, to get into. And I want to get you guys a thought on what do you think people should be really giving out incentives for taking this vaccine or not? Because I've even seen like concerts, like, okay, if you've been vaccinated, the concert ticket is $20. If you haven't been vaccinated, the concert ticket is $998.99.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I bet y'all don't want to see nobody that bad. No.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So this is the kind of stuff that we got going on. And Juneteenth is coming up, y'all. Don't forget, black people. Juneteenth is coming up. Miss Nat did a wonderful article on Juneteenth on Tupac and Media. You guys go check that out. Miss Nat, tell us a little bit about the article that you wrote on Juneteenth. I know people who I hate trying to explain Juneteenth. Not that I don't want people to know about Juneteenth, but in order to explain Juneteenth, you have to go all the way back to July 4th and Independence Day. And that's where the lie got started. And so.
Right. For real. It's really in depth.
And when you ask black people about Juneteenth, they don't really know. That, you know what I'm saying? They don't really know the history of Juneteenth. So, Ms. Nat, just tell us a little bit about the article. I don't want to be spoil the article, but just tell us a little bit about what inspired you to speak on Juneteenth and its history.
Okay. Well, you actually already answered the question. It's because a lot of people not even including our people, just people in general, have no idea what it is, you know. And I haven't been able, I've been doing so much that I haven't had a time to really write like I want to. But the reason why I choose the topics I choose is to spread the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, not only to our people, but to everybody, because Juneteenth is very important. And for people who don't know, they're actually trying to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. I think the House is getting ready to vote on it as well. So I really, really pray that they do that. But just to give y'all just a quick overview of what it is, Juneteenth, you know, a lot of people may call it Freedom Day, Liberation Day, and basically in a nutshell,
Jubilee Day, girl. Don't forget Jubilee.
Yes, Jubilee Freedom Day, Liberation Day, Emancipation
right.
Day. You know, there's so many different names that people say. A lot of people will hear Jubilee, but mm-hmm. It's a holiday. It celebrates the emancipation of those who have been enslaved in the U.S. And it actually started in Galveston, Texas, and it's now celebrated annually on June 19th. And it's just something that really, really I want everyone to educate themselves on, because it definitely goes a lot deeper than that. But definitely I'm going to share my article. I don't want to give y'all all the ins and outs, but I'm definitely going to reshare that. And I want everybody who is a Facebook friend of mine to please go and read up on Juneteenth, because it's a very, very important day, especially to our people. But that's when the bullshit started.
That's when the lie got started, girl.
Ooh. That's when the lie got started, y'all.
Yeah, and that's when people that are, you know, enlightened on things, black people that are enlightened on certain things like Juneteenth and other holiday, other black holidays that we don't really celebrate, you know, in America, that we probably should, but we don't, because we don't know about them. And
right.
It's the same with the Juneteenth, you know, the history of the Juneteenth and how it all came about. And
yes.
It's a long story, but
it is.
We got most of the story in school, but they left a lot of parts out of
yes.
Out of
and,
it.
And
so
listen,
I encourage
I couldn't
you.
Even
Yeah.
It was I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's so in depth to where I couldn't even, you know,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have had the time to even try to put all of the details in it, because I'm telling y'all, it's a very, very complex story
yeah,
that goes along mentioned. With it. Yes,
it's
but mentioned. Definitely everybody, while we're on the line, everybody, wherever you live, there are so many Juneteenth celebrations that are going on. I know we have some here in my city as well, but definitely check in your city and see
mm-hmm.
what is happening for Juneteenth. And I really encourage all of you to go and celebrate, you know, this day with people who are in your town, city, community, et cetera.
Right on. Do that and support. It's all there's going to be black vendors out there. I'm seeing something that I'm not really liking, and I hate to really be speaking on. It just certain stuff be bothering me, y'all. I just, I want white people to understand our reason for Juneteenth, and I want them to teach those to their families and other people who may not be educated in knowing that this Abraham Lincoln story is not what's happening. It's not the truth. Like
right.
It's been altered.
Right.
And it's been flipped and scripted around it.
Yes.
You know, and the whole declaration had to be revised and rewritten by Congress
That's
before
right.
they were even accepted and all. Like it's really deep. Like you have to really go into it. But I'm just saying yeah, it's deep, man, but educate yourself, man, and don't slack on something this important. But what I don't like seeing is I'm seeing a lot of white
groups, organizations, I guess, hosting these Juneteenth events. And I hope y'all really for it. You know what I'm saying? I hope you really for it, and you're not just doing it to get money and to put your vending stuff out there and make money off of us. I hope that's not it. I'm wrong, but I'm seeing a lot of it, and it's starting to kind of make me, you know, wonder what is the why are you wanting to be involved?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or who sent you type of deal, like, you know. But anyway, everybody that's hosting a Juneteenth event. I know the Freedom Block is having some events. I know Black Women Rising will be hosting a introduction to the Black Appalachian Coalition. And that's going to be going on June the 18th. So that's the day before Juneteenth event start. But it's going to be a virtual event, and it's from 6 to 7:30. I think it's going to be Facebook Live, so y'all can go and check it out. If not, it will be a link posted to it so you can get to it. So y'all check it out,
good.
Too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited, and I'm tired, too. All of that at the same time. But I'm here, you know, and we're here. DJ Sergeant Rock is here, and Common is here. Snap is here, and Snipe is here. So I'm looking for Anton. He's not here yet. So that's why I was scrolling down as I was looking. He's not here yet, but I know he'll be here. We do have a caller on the line. I see you, 2651. Just hold on tight. We're going to get to you. Don't go nowhere. All right? Okay. So now that I had told y'all a little bit about this incentive of Washington, I think I loaded a little bit of Austin Jenkins, and he was talking a little bit about it on Kirsten's show, and I wanted to play out a little bit of it. If I uploaded, I think I uploaded it. But anyway, I want to get you guys' thoughts on, do you think it's a good idea to place an incentive on having a vaccine or not? And does that give off a certain message, you know what I'm saying, for them to do this? So I'm going to start with Snipe on this one. What are your thoughts?
Y'all know this is bullshit, man. Why they doing this for these shots? Man, they ain't never did this shit for nothing else. And you know what I'm saying? Like, even if they do it for, like, concerts, basketball, whatever, like, it shouldn't even matter if you take the shot or not. Like, fuck a incentive. Y'all don't do this shit no other time. Like, we need incentive all the time then. Shit, for living.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all know that, man. Everything getting out of control. I think it's really a money thing because they done lost so much money. So they trying to gain money, give away money. But then they start, I don't know, man. This junk is crazy all the way around. But they shouldn't do it. But, you know, it's all about money. Everything about money.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Ms. Nat, what are your thoughts?
I feel the same way. I mean, honestly, I knew it was coming. You know, I mean, I knew they were going to try to do something one way or another. It was funny to me because they even offering weed out west somewhere. I can't remember what state it is to be exact, but they even offering people weed if they get vaccinated. At the end
they're
of the
dirty
day.
Now. Wait a minute, y'all
listen,
playing dirty now.
I saw that.
I said it's probably a line waiting to get vaccinated to get that damn weed.
Okay.
But I just, you know, I'm not surprised by any means. So I really don't feel too much of a way because I knew it was coming, you know. But at the same time, I just feel like it's definitely a form of trickery. I feel like it's all money related, and I really do believe that it's everybody's choice. You know, let everyone decide for themselves whether they want to get the vaccine or not. I don't feel like it's really appropriate. You know what I'm saying? It's not illegal, but I don't feel like it's really appropriate. It kind of make you look at things a little funny, like why? You know, why are you doing all this? But at the same time, you know, us as grown folks, you know, you shouldn't be swayed by something this easily. So I feel like if you don't want to take it and you let something like whatever they're offering sway your mind, then that's you having a weak mind. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't want to take it, if you do want to take it, fine. If you don't want to take it, fine. But just do it at your own will, because it's the decision that you made for yourself, not because of what someone has offered you.
Right.
Okay. That's what's up. Common, what are your thoughts?
What's up, people? How y'all doing?
What's up?
My thoughts is that it should be everybody's own choice. I don't need no center for you to tell me to take something if it's going to help me. My thing is, I'm still trying to believe in your reports. I'm still trying to understand what's up with all these side effects. But why are you trying to push it on me? Are you trying to help the public? Are you trying to help us as people? Or are you trying to put us under some type of control? I don't know. I know I ain't taken yet. I need another year of people saying what kind of side effects it is and all that. But I don't believe in it. But let me tell you what's going to happen sooner or later. A year from now, after they told you it was for free, they're going to start charging you. That's what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to start charging you. Because everything, because, you know, the money the government is paying for people to take this vaccine, all these incentives they go on with it, it's costing people money.
Absolutely.
So back in the back of my head is that, okay, after a year, so like after this year comes in to 2023, I do believe you'll be paying for that vaccine. So my thing is, let me make my own choice. Unless you're going to give me season tickets to the Dallas Cowboys game, and then I'll be in the first I'm the first one in line.
That's sad.
I'll be the first one in line.
You're too easy.
No.
You like it?
Wait. Did somebody say too easy?
Yeah, if the Dallas Cowboys can get you, you might well go on and make an appointment tomorrow and go on in there.
Yeah, he says lady, he's going to stand in line, in the weed line, right?
Listen, I was smoking weed before they got the vaccine,
right.
And I'm going to be smoking weed after they get another one. Just believe it.
Well,
okay.
You got your thing. I want mine.
Yeah, but I ain't going to get no vaccine for no weed damn week. That's what I'm saying.
Season
ticket
to the Cowboys
game,
and I'm there.
Huh?
Well, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You got people that want to take the vaccine. You got people that's skeptical on taking the vaccines. But now, let me ask y'all this. Have y'all heard of people dying after they took the vaccine? Have y'all heard of that? Any cases came up of people that died because they got the shot?
I mean, they've been trying to say that, yeah.
But if they trying to promote you to get the shot, you ain't going to hear that, bro.
Let me say this, y'all. Real quick, Rock, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all this. I actually got vaccinated. Now, let me tell you something, though. Now, when I'm telling you that I had some anxiety like a motherfucker, like I have never had so much anxiety besides getting on a damn plane about getting it. But the reason I did was because of the actual industry that I work. And I'm around too many people. These restaurants are opening up at 100%. Now, I won't let my daughter get it. I won't let her get it because I don't trust it at that level to pump nothing into her. So as far as she goes,
right,
she ain't getting it. Until she gets grown and she decides she wants to get it, so be it. Now, I don't know what the long-term effects are going to be, but I'm doing fine. You know what I'm saying? Now, regardless, I still wear my mask. I'm not a fool because I don't trust it 100% like that. But
right,
after
right,
some long type of thinking and stuff, I felt like it was the best for me at that time because of the industry that I work in. You know what I'm saying? So as far as myself,
right,
I'm still doing fine. I'm living. I'm breathing. And I just pray to God that about 10 years from now, I don't pop up with some shit and I got to sue some damn body. But that's just me speaking
right
for myself. But to answer your question, yes, that there has been people who have said themselves personally that they feel like their loved ones have passed away due to the actual virus, I mean to the vaccine. But has there been any really concrete proof? No. And even if there is, just like Tweety said, do you think that they going to let that shit out? Hell no. Hell no.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you want to hear that story?
My fault, right?
I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all like this. I ain't get the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get the vaccination. I'm a scary nickel. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to put it out there. I'm scared.
Nah,
I'm scared because, number one, why is everybody trusting some people that want to, you know, wipe you off the face of this earth anyway? Like, why is you trusting them? You know what I'm saying? Okay, you heard about the, you know, them depopulating the earth. That is not a game. They are actually trying to do this shit. You see what I'm saying? So
I don't know
why
that.
Even put your faith? Why even put your faith and your trust in them when they want to kill you anyway, man? You see what I'm saying?
Well, we're doing that every day, in my opinion.
Right.
The food that
right
we eat. I mean,
right,
they,
right,
you know what I'm saying? It's so many different layers to that you can add on. You know what I'm saying?
It really is.
I mean, it's not just the vaccine.
I'm not mad at nobody who wants to get vaccinated. I'm not telling nobody they shouldn't get vaccinated. If you feel like you should get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you don't,
right,
don't. That's what I'm
right
saying. This is what America's supposed to be about, though. It's supposed to be about
right
you having a choice. I don't care if you know that the volcano is about to erupt. And if you tell everybody, hey, the volcano is going to erupt, it's time to get out of here, and they don't go, they have made a logical choice to not go. And you shouldn't worry about them people. You should let them people worry about themselves. No, it's not a cure. So why are you forcing it on me?
Right.
It's not like it's a cure. It's not a cure.
Right.
So you how
right
you forcing something on me that you're not even sure about? You don't really even know what it is.
Very
know
true
what it is. Don't know what
right
it is.
Right.
Mutates,
right,
changes. So how can you tell me that you have something? You don't even have no cure for no damn SARS or
right
AIDS or none of this shit that y'all
or
say.
Nothing.
Look. I already don't like taking medicine as it is. You know what I'm saying? I already like no popping pills. I don't like taking medicine. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what make these country ass bouncers think that I'm going to get some shit injected in me and I don't know what the fuck it's going to do? You see what I'm saying? No. No.
Okay.
No.
They don't sit right with me. They don't sit right with me, period. You know, it just don't.
About the people who took they went to the pop-up site and got vaccinated, but the vaccinated was expired. So how that work? You know what I'm saying?
What?
How you can expire shit? You know what I mean?
And they probably had
was expired.
I don't know how to expire vaccine.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Saying?
They got too much dealing with this. You know what I'm saying? It's too much.
That's too much.
Wait.
Wait a minute. 2651, you live with Tweety Bird Central. Who we got?
This is Jalen Toe. How are you doing today?
Hey, Jalen.
Hi. What's up, Jay?
We're excited to have you here, and we are glad you decided to come and hang out with us on Real Talk Roundtable. Now, I want you to formally introduce yourself, tell the people who you are and where you're from.
I'm Jalen Toll. I'm from Toledo, Ohio. I'm an artist that's been doing stuff underground with industry for about 3-4 years now. And I just now really started releasing projects, getting ready to perform and songs that can be played in the club and on the radio. So I've been kind of clothing myself in Fashion Week in the last New York Fashion Week, Columbus Fashion Week, and New York Fashion Week. Just getting ready to go be in front of the world and in front of crowds and on really all platforms. So I'm excited. I'm in Ohio right now. Got some hibachi and some champagne ready to talk to everybody. So I'm in a pretty good place.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And we're excited. We happy to have you here. And everybody is ready to get their little questions in. But before everybody do that, I do want you to weigh in on this topic. How do you feel about, or do you feel that people or organizations or states should be given incentives for people to take the vaccine?
I think that that is one of those things that you really have to look into. I don't really see any other place where they really push an incentive for you to get medical attention. I feel like our hospitals and whatnot are already rather busy. I feel like when you think about the fact that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine killed over 100 people, is kind of scary. Like my brother was saying earlier, it's hard for us sometimes to trust the hospitals themselves and to trust the different people helping us themselves, because we see so many things go wrong. For a while, they were saying the coronavirus itself was one of those issues that was man-made in a lab. So we're supposed to then follow that up with trust that these different vaccines are going to help us, especially when there are people on this planet right now, all over this country, that know people that have died with vaccines. So I feel like that's kind of a fun mockery of what's going on today in the world, where we have dispos, we have people that love to do the candies and the edibles, and people can smoke, and that's all great. I feel like weed and marijuana never should have been illegal in the first place. Mm-hmm. But now that it's there and people can go enjoy, and I don't want to say over-enjoy themselves or over-indulge, but people know they can go smoke weed out in public, and they're happy that different people want to give you weed. But people look at marijuana sometimes as a cure-all, where there's so many different types of medical attention that they can offer, where just to put marijuana so heavily on the mind just to get people to come get a vaccine that may hurt them, when the marijuana, not that it's a poor drug or that it's a poor good, it's one of those things that you know are in the lower poverty areas, maybe not so much like a more expensive drug that you would find in another area. For example, a cure for AIDS, or someone who is on a drug that might have them on some type of psychedelic, or people that have hundreds of thousands of dollars that they're using to stay up and lively into their 70s and 80s and 90s, which is all good in its own right and where it is. But at the same time, I feel like the fact that they're trying to bribe people with something just like marijuana, it's not like, oh, come take a drug of your choice. It's something like marijuana that people will go spend $5-$10 in there every day. That's a biggie bag from one. So to offer that with something as serious as something that's killed more people than the plague, I think is still something when we look back on in the future, we're going to shake our heads at.
Absolutely. I agree.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm not going to start with me first tonight. I'm going to start with DJ Sergeant Rock with your questions for Jalen.
Man, do you think this COVID-19 is going to go away?
I think it'll definitely go away. I think all awful things that come and are perceived eventually disappear in their own right. I think it's going to be something kind of like the chicken pox, like when that first hit the scene. People were definitely unable to protect themselves, and I feel like this is one of those times within an era on Earth, but I don't think it's something that's going to be really plaguing the Earth in 5-10 years, probably not even in 2 years. But I feel like it's made too much money and there's too much of a scene and conversation around it. Too many people have been affected throughout schools where it affected the way they learned and got degrees and things like that and moved forward, that I don't think we'll forget about it. I don't think it'll be out of our medical books and stuff like that to maybe help make sure we can have some type of protocol in the future. But I don't think it'll be plaguing and hurting families and jobs and societies. The long-lasting effects may continue, but I don't think there will be new issues after 2 years or so.
Rob?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to move right along. Ms. Nat?
Okay. I just have two quick questions for you. The first question is, how do you feel the internet has impacted the music business?
I feel like a lot of it is plus, honestly. I feel like it's my first immediate reaction. But that is from an artist who is 23 years old, where I didn't see music in the 90s. I'm thinking more so of hip-hop for whatever reason, when there's so many artists that aren't necessarily just hip-hop artists that are on the internet. When you think about DJs, EDM house DJs that have millions of followers. I think originally it helped because it's a source of entertainment, it's a source of information, it's a source of happiness, about cultural background and things like that that come with music. So I feel like it's one of those things where the internet has made it like everything else. You can get it now. You can get it anywhere. You can have it any type of way. But I think, like I said, it's now become a lot of fluff because people can put things out into the world that aren't necessary. If I want to zoom into the last 5 years, I feel like internet has hurt music. I feel like there's been a lot of bass taken out of what artists used to say. Artists used to have to be coming to a label or to a platform with something they cared about, with something that was special. And that's how it got out there on these major platforms all over the world, where people could see it in more than one or two places at a time. It wasn't just live off stage. It was on television. It was on radio, which is all put off the internet these days. So I think it's given a lot of people platforms that aren't that good, that can't do things the right way.
Right.
You see, like, maybe Derrick Rose in the NBA. He's the Rookie of the Year, and then there's years where he's not even putting up maybe superstar numbers, where no knock on him, he's in the NBA, but an artist that rises through the internet, that maybe rises to money or to fame, but then can't help themselves do anything after that, I don't think that helps the whole music community, and I don't think it helps themselves. I saw this post today about how Miami is targeting rappers around the beach and the entertainment scene, where just the thought of that being put together is totally something like the internet. Okay. So I feel like that's where Polo G, who just got arrested after his album release party, and the video with someone like Lil Wayne less than a month ago. His life was probably on a high rise up, but because other videos, the PBS scene, because of the videos we see all the time of whether or not it's somebody shot, whether or not, I remember when I was a kid in middle school, we all loved watching fight videos on WorldStar and things like that. Like, that stuff is cool on the internet. That's boosted music. Well, I'm here in Columbus, Ohio right now, where not too long ago a little girl was shot by the police department. Because she called the police department because she was in a fight and a girl had a knife. And rather than breaking the fight up, because everything's so set up on the media these days, the officer steps out and shoots while recording on his dash, which is all end up now on the internet. Bring it back to music. That's a situation that we've seen and almost become comfortable with, or feel like we know what's going to happen next while we're watching something on the internet. That's not always real life, because a lot of the internet itself is entertainment. Movies from Hollywood, things like that. So when it comes to people being responsible with something as popular as music, a $1 billion industry, in the short term, it's done some really incredible things that have never been possible for thousands of years. So we're very new to it. it's a very new theory almost, I think, in comparative to time, where normally you need a theory that's been tested, where other people agree upon it, for it to become a law and considered a fact, where the internet hasn't been here for 300 years. Even if you go back in the percentage of time compared to the 2,000 years, we're still pretty much in theory testing with our new technology and experiment that the whole world doesn't even have yet. It's not a bush. It's not oxygen. It's not just something everyone has. It's still kind of a new thing. So I feel like a lot of this growth, because in 100 years, I don't know how much of what's on the internet and the instant things we can do every day are going to come back as substance. So when I think of just music and the internet, I feel like there's a lot of things that are blocking other possible things. I feel like it slows down people's day. It slows down your train of thought sometimes. If you have something else on mind, or if there's something else you would have spent 2 days doing. People used to spend all day without even the television, one television, to occupy their time, or to go to something enjoyable. Now you need something every 5 to 10 minutes or seconds. If you could go spend 2 days without that urge to go do something else, maybe something better could happen. I feel like music is the same way. Maybe people would spend a little bit longer on their projects, their albums, their singles, their lyrics. Artists like Lil Pump wouldn't rise to fame as much, but I don't think that would hurt the community.
Right. That was a really good answer, actually. Really, really good answer. I have one more question for you, because I know we have a few more people waiting to ask you questions. So my last one is, what is the best advice you've been given?
Wow. If I could break that down into three different things, okay. I feel like I could answer that the best. The first part of that was one of my mentors and pretty much managers broke it down to me on time. He told me, he was like, look, you're famous. You're a celebrity. You need to get that. He was like, every time you walk in a room, people light up. He's like, that's been going on since you were a kid. He's like, that's understood about yourself, or something you need to understand about yourself. He's like, and you can comprehend that about yourself. He's like, your life is going to be a lot more easy to maneuver. And he's like, hate that doesn't make sense, or situations that don't make sense, will make more sense once you can understand that. And I feel like when I could try to conceptualize that in a way that he considered humble, I feel like made it easier to coexist with the world. The other part of that being that at the same time, nothing really matters. And just the thought I was talking about earlier, that 100 years, what's going to be considered substance and definite? In 50 years, what's going to be considered substance and definite? When I think about things like music and like doing things within the world. So it's like, do I want to go find a way to pay for my next meal? Like, that might be important. But at the same time, it's like, all right, maybe it's important for me to help these 10 people. If you go ahead and you help those 10 people, like, maybe that matters to yourself. So, like, when I go back into music and acting and designing and things like that, and what I would do with my time and my day, like, and I consider my life, it's like, what can I do that will seem to matter to myself or others? So it's like, what could I use my platform for? What could I use my influence for? What could I use my celebrity for? When the thought that nothing really matters too much, it takes the stress and anxiety away, I think. So I've been on stage with top 100 artists, where I'm the only other artist on stage. I've sold out concerts before as the main promoter and marketer with top 100 artists as well. I had a conversation interview with a one-on-one, one of his first interviews in front of a camera. He designed for Prince a week before he passed. And just talking to people like that, that has made leaps and bounds in careers, it's like, that's something to me, like, all right, that kind of sounds like it matters to me. I'm like, that's pretty cool when I hear that. Like, I can look up to that a little bit. So, like, the stress of trying to be great and just keeping your head down and working through a day, through a month, through a year, through 3 years or something like that, still for one goal, it makes it easier to not need that instant gratification, I would say. Because it leads me to my last point, that everything is what it is. So
if you were going to be successful, if you were going to be happy, if you were going to smile, then that's what was going to happen. So maybe you had to wake up early on accident. You couldn't sleep that night, and you went downstairs to go make some coffee. You looked out your window, and you saw the sun rising, and you saw some beautiful bird, and that made you smile. Maybe you needed that randomly.
Right.
That's what you thought you get your 9 hours of sleep that night, and you only got 6. But for some reason, that was better. So when it goes back to nothing really matters, maybe I really thought I needed my 9 hours of sleep for me to manifest my perfect week, and I only got 6. Well, I got to smile at some scene I wasn't expecting to. So maybe that's a blessing. Maybe that's something I needed to see. Maybe next time I'm in the studio, I'm like, wow, I really need something else to write about. I did see that blue jay while the sun was rising the other day at 7:30 in the morning. Maybe that'll help me flutter some keys at the end of my song or something. But all that coming back to, if I didn't view the world that way, I think I would miss so much, and I feel like I would black out so much myself, and I would be over-worried and rushing and overstress myself about things that maybe aren't that important in the moment. And if it's not that important in the moment, it goes good in the moment, I feel like in the long term, it just has the possibility to go better. So I feel like push a lot of how I think and how I do things, and I feel like that's probably the strongest piece of advice that I feel like I continue to live with and, like, remember to live with actively on my day-to-day.
Nice. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for answering my questions. And thank you for taking your time to come talk to us today. We really appreciate
it. Sure. I was there when I first heard about the marijuana versus vaccine or with vaccine topic. So I like what I'm hearing at the table that I'm at.
That's what's up. Okay, you guys, what we're going to do right now, we're going to pause and make sure that we get a chance to hear Jalen's music. We were only going to hang out over here for an hour. We have a really big panel, so I know we won't get to everybody, but I do want to get this music played. So we're going to listen to it right now, and it is entitled Really Poppin' by Jalen Toll. Hang on tight, don't go nowhere.
Pull up on a bright deck. Cold drinks, pretty chest. Shoulders with me, got it, yeah. Me and my boys, we with the gang. Woke up to a great day. I feel a blessing coming. Woke up to a great day. I feel my blessings coming. A lot of people wanna block your shine and talk down to you. You gotta pick it up and find a crown and bow to you. I wanna love you every day. Yeah, I like that. I wanna wake up every day. New raise, new page, new lays. Lot of chips, go get it every day. Every day, every day, every day. Every day, every day, every day. Every day, every day, every day. I got more checks to get. I got more ice to flex. I got more whips to swerve. I got more whips to get. I got more chicks to curve. I got more ice to get. I got more checks to flex. I got more whips to whip. Walking in my two-tones, with two jeans, with one phone, and they wondering what's going on. I got two Tims, in two tones, two phones, cause they're beautiful and I love them, and they love me, and I'm touching them, and they touching them, and that's waking up on a new chest, on a new deck, on a new day, with no flex. I gotta get it with the homies, I gotta get it with the gang, I gotta go for my shooter. Every day, 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 day. Every day, 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 day. Pull up with it, on the line, what you talking about? Put it in the air, I hope you blowing down, 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 you blowing down. Hey. Wave it, wave it. Wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it.
Wave it, wave it, Woke up on a new day, new flex to find. I don't know why, seems to be the thing to do today. I don't wanna scroll either, I don't wanna hit the page. I wanna ball out in a young nigga's face. Hey, what you wanna say when it comes down to it? When you really on your line, you gon' prove it. Why you stuttering me, I don't know. I don't know. Every day. Every day.
Jalen told you guys, really popping. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you, when you listen to that, you really gonna be on cloud nine. You have to be way up there because the beat it did take you there. It takes you there.
Give a special shout out to my producer DJ Scholar. Scholar is definitely a very talented producer who has a lot of music on the way. And I was in the studio with him one morning, and he was cooking that beat up, and heard the keys, and they weren't quite done yet. I got over there, we talked about it, worked on it a little bit, and just instantly got on the beat, engineered it right there. I think we went in one more time to master it and just make sure it was clean. And I'm telling you, that's one of those mornings I felt like I woke up on cloud nine. I had to record on the spot. I really had to feel that.
That's what's up. Okay, we're going to get back to questions. I just wanted to make sure that we got the music played because we're on 7 minutes, y'all, so keep the questions, you know, limited to one. And I'm going to ask Snipe.
Hey, okay. Who has been your biggest supporter through your whole journey from day one?
Wow. Biggest supporter since day one? To be really honest with you, I might have to say myself. Not to sound like arrogant or cocky, but I feel like music has always been one of those things I've been after since I was young. I don't know why. I just always felt like it was in myself. Like kindergarten, first musical of my life. You know what I'm saying? Leading role. And I was always trying to be in choirs. I was always asking to pick up instruments. We had a music course / game in kindergarten that was for the K through 12, just like the Toledo Public Schools TPS system. And I tested through grade 12 before first grade was over, just straight through it. Like, this is what I do. Like, this is sweet. I feel like other people will like it. Always kind of been, like, about my own swagger. And have been told, oh, no, that's weird. Like, why don't you dress like everybody else? Why don't you talk like everybody else? And I've always just believed in the thought of, if I can overcome that, the other masses will agree eventually. And even like sometimes me and my family have gotten into it before. Me and like people I've worked with music have gotten into it before. But I feel like if I've always learned to really stay with myself, but I feel like I've been doing well for a while now, that things always seem to go well, and that I continue to find more support from others. Like the people I work with and family kind of follow suit with that.
That's what's up.
Saying not that.
up. I definitely enjoyed listening to, like, Kanye and Drake and, like, Eminem and whatnot growing up. But I've also liked to, like, go back and listen to my own poetry and my own little recorded riffs I've made as well. So.
That's what's
definitely
up.
A thought.
Fresh out. Okay. All right, Jalen, before you get out of here, I would like for you to tell everybody how to find you, follow you, how to get a hold to your music, and those type of things.
So my name on everything is Jalen Toll, J-A-L-E-N-T-O-L. I have music on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal. The project that just released that has really popping on is Rockstar. If you search my name Jalen Toll in YouTube or in Google, you'll find another project, The Nine, that's currently been taken off streaming platforms while Rockstar has been put up there. But that project has some cool little stories in it, some cool little musical thoughts, and Love Song is a song I recommend for anyone off The Nine. But J-A-L-E-N-T-O-L. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter.
That's what's up. You got to make sure you find him, follow him, and get a hold to some of that music. I'm sorry, Rock, were you saying something?
I ain't saying nothing.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay, you guys, we're going to get ready to get out of here. We just want to thank everybody for tuning in and checking us out tonight on Real Talk Roundtable. We would like to thank Jalen Toll for coming to hang out with us. And we appreciate this music, and we're going to be playing it over here on Real Talk Roundtable on Tuesdays. So you can have people call into the show, request your music, and they can have it played right here. Yeah, that's what's up. Okay. So, you guys, we will see you back here next Tuesday, all right?
Yes, indeed.
At 8 p.m.
Real Talk Store is where it's at. You know what I'm saying? And,
you already know.
Big shout out to Tweety B, Miss Mac, Snipe, you know what I'm saying? Playground, The Don, Common, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep the show lit, you know what I'm saying?
Tree.
Salute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out to the people all over the world. And we out of here.
Right.
Holla.
Treasure.